The other young woman that I mentioned, Brittany Renner, again, this is very recent. She presents herself in just full covering. And I went on her page. I don't really know her story as much. I knew she was trending for promiscuity. And the things that I did see about her, her language was very, it was very foul. You know, this is before her shahada. So I did a little research. I knew about her before, but I did a little research. I went on her page and I don't know as of today, but when I looked, there was a lot of body exposed. But the more recent pictures was the body covered. Bismillah. And we have to understand, because I saw what drew it to my attention. I saw a lot of these other people making videos about her saying, oh, see, this is what's wrong with religion. You can do all of this wrong one day and then you can just convert and all of it's supposed to be wiped off of your record the next day. This isn't real. You know, once a bad person, always a bad person. They were using other words, but I'm saying once a bad person, always a bad person. So that's out there. But again, we say to a woman like that, if she has taken a sincere shahada, her shahada is accepted. One of the things that people don't realize is that not only is Islam the fastest growing religion in the West, but it's growing specifically among women. Women are the largest group becoming Muslim. And that's very interesting to know. In the West, this society that claims to be so sexually liberal or liberal to women and the women are so free, if Islam was such an oppressive religion, why are the women coming into this religion in greater numbers than the men are? Because Al-Islam is a religion that recognizes the value of the female, gives protection to the female, and does not locate her nobility in her physical body as this secular society has done. And a lot of these women are carrying a burden on their souls. They're having sex. They're giving their bodies away to men. But something in their fitrah, something in their core knows that this isn't right. And we as Muslims have to understand, as I just quoted, when someone takes their shahada, whatever they did before their shahada is wiped off their record. So if a woman lives a life of promiscuity prior to her taking her shahada, once she comes in among us and is sincere, we don't regard her as a promiscuous woman by those names that we say in this society. I'm not saying the names because the names are unbecoming, but we know those names. That's wiped off her record before God.